Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 18. Mayor John Dickert has announced he's recommending James Palahniuk as the next city administrator. The recommendation will go to the Common Council at next Tuesday's meeting. Dickert says he believes Palahniuk will be a good fit because of his experience with local government.
He has a vast amount of budget experience, and one of the first things the city administrator is going to have to do is, within about a month or two, start working on preparing the next budget with me. So that's a key element. The other part is that I just thought his demeanor and his experience as a city administrator, working through not only a very large project, which he's going to be walking into with the Hotel Convention Center, but also working on having some experience in economic development, just make him a real perfect fit for this position.
Palahniuk also met with city department heads and a few aldermen during the selection process. Palahniuk has over 28 years of experience in service to local government as a city manager, chief administrative officer in multiple communities in Michigan, New Mexico, and North Carolina. Pending Common Council approval, Palahniuk will start in mid-April to replace current city administrator Tom Friedel, who will retire at the end of that month. There will be a lot of boats in downtown Racine this summer. The Downtown Racine Corporation announcing that this year's public art project will involve two styles of watercraft. With the Reef Point Marina celebrating its 30th anniversary along with Festival Park, and with the Classic Boat Society choosing Racine as host to its 15th annual in-water boat show in September, two types of boats will be available, a sailboat and a Chris Craft-style classic speedboat. The DRC is accepting both artists and art sponsors. More information is available by emailing lbraun@racinedowntown.com. Continuing this year will be the Name the Event contest. DRC will accept entries through March 31st. Southeast Wisconsin continues digging out from the storm that dumped more snow than originally predicted, and more in some spots than even the updated forecast called for, close to 2 feet by some measurements, but a foot or more in most areas. Racine Fire Chief Steve Hansen is joined by his counterparts in other communities and asking the public to shovel out the hydrants, even if you did before the plows came through. Chief Hansen says response times in emergencies are critical and are slowed by having to clear hydrants on fire calls.
We have to dig it out, and that wastes time. You know, that might take a minute or two. And when we're digging out that hydrant, that means we're not putting the fire out because we're trying to get our water supply established for that fire. And, you know, the way our crews run now, you know, we're generally running three-man crews on our engine companies. If we're tied up digging out the hydrant, that means we can't be putting the fire out or rescuing people that potentially are trapped by the fire. It allows us to get to that fire that much quicker.
Even businesses should take note of the hydrant or hydrants nearby, according to Hansen, and clear them of snow. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee is urging the Common Council to accept their recommendation for a due process hearing on the liquor license at the Riverside Inn for reasons that include alcohol being served in the lobby instead of the bar and restaurant. The operator's attorney, John Knutson, noting this is not a new issue, talked about work efforts that have reopened the bar and said the license language technically allows lobby sales. Assistant City Attorney Newt Tran explained the committee had the option of further investigation to the operator's claims about legal use of the lobby or could move to hold a hearing.
With regards to the premise area, it's the same thing, applying the facts as you see it from both the property owner and the clerk's office. And determining whether or not that fits the premises within the license itself, which is the bar and the lounge area. And if you determine that that's not sufficient, then you can certainly vote to go to due process. If you'd like to defer this and have our office look into it a little bit further, given the information that we were given today by Attorney Knutson, we can do that as well.
The committee's unanimous recommendation to the council for next Tuesday night's meeting on a due process hearing will lead to a date being set. Caledonia State Representative Tom Weatherston has circulated a resolution among his fellow legislators honoring the service of the late Marcel Dandineau. The resolution notes that Dandineau served in the state assembly from what was the 63rd District, also serving as the body's chief clerk. He was also a veteran of the Korean War, a teacher, and a member of the Caledonia Town Board, later serving as its chairman. He was also involved in numerous community activities and organizations. Dandineau passed away recently at the age of 85. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.